This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Tropical storm Florence's winds and floods have left at least 11 people dead so far, forced thousands to flee to safety, prompted hundreds of rescues, shut off electric power to nearly 1 million homes in the U.S. Southeast. We get more now from AP's Ben Thomas.
Moving very slowly, nearly stationary.
Steve Goldstein of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says that could mean major flooding as far as the Appalachian Mountains of western North Carolina into early next week. And Florence has already proven deadly. Governor Roy Cooper.
5 deaths have been confirmed as related to the storm.
Cooper says some 800,000 people are without power, among them Art Ferrero in Jacksonville.
We've actually been barbecuing just so we can eat. We haven't had power since Thursday.
With his neighbor's house already flooded and water still rising, Ferrero says,
if it actually comes any higher to where we're standing, the water will be inside the house.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Authorities in the Philippines say a super typhoon has left at least 16 dead there since it came ashore on the northern tip of Luzon Island. Some 87,000 people are evacuated from high-risk areas in the Philippines to avoid the storm damage. The strength and damage attributed to the storm was gauged to be less than that of Typhoon Haiyan, which left more than 7,300 people dead or missing in 2013. The Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces launched, with the help of U.S.-led coalition, a wide offensive to capture the last pocket held by the Islamic State in Syria. SDF has been among the most effective in the fight against IS in Syria, forcing them out of much of the country's east. U.S.-backed Syrian forces have entered an eastern village held by the Islamic State, where intense clashes are ongoing. This is VOA News. A major U.S. meatpacking company has agreed to pay $1.5 million to settle charges of discrimination involving Muslim workers who walked off the job in a dispute over prayer breaks. The dispute began in the late 2016 after the workers were fired following a 3-day walkout at a meatpacking plant in the state of Colorado. Management has changed policies allowing Muslim workers to take short prayer breaks. Rwandan authorities have released an opposition leader, a pop musician, more than 2,000 other prisoners a day after their pardons were announced. Pardons part of an early release program. The opposition leader, Victoire Ingabire, was sentenced in 2013 for serving 15 years on charges of terrorism. Human Rights Watch says the charges against Ingabire, who was trying to challenge President Paul Kagame in the 2010 elections, was politically motivated. U.S. National Transportation Safety Board says investigators do not suspect foul play in a series of natural gas pipeline explosions north of the city of Boston, Massachusetts, that left one person dead, set dozens of houses on fire. Keith Holloway is a spokesperson for the TNTSB. He tells reporters they are investigating whether Columbia Gas handled the matter properly.
There are procedures that should be followed. We want to look and see what those procedures are for Columbia Gas and then see if the reaction by the controller was the appropriate reaction.
The head of the Columbia Gas, Stephen Bright, has offered sincere and deepest condolences, he says, to those affected by the explosions. A 26-year-old man dies after being attacked by a shark in the waters off the Cape Cod Peninsula in the U.S. state of Massachusetts. That story from AP's Julie Walker.
The man from Revere, Massachusetts, was boogie boarding when the shark attacked him. Beachgoers tried to make a tourniquet to stop the bleeding and save his life. The beach is popular with surfers, and with sunny skies and warm temperatures, it was busy. This is the first fatal shark attack in the state in more than 80 years. A New York man was severely injured last month after fighting off a shark in the waters off Cape Cod, about 4 miles north of Saturday's deadly attack. I'm Julie Walker.
Pope Francis has expelled a Chilean priest under investigation in a case involving the sexual abuse of children. Priest had previously denied the charges. Catholic Church worldwide is reeling from crises involving sexual abuse of minors, deeply damaging confidence in the church in Chile, but also in the United States, Australia, Ireland, and elsewhere. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.